from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I told everybody the other day, I hope you did a lot of fun stuff with your wife on Sunday, or your husband on Sunday, or your kids on Sunday, because we are 2 weeks away. In 2 weeks, you're going to do nothing on Sunday. In fact, you're going to spend more time on Sunday with this man who's on the phone with us right now than you ever will with your husband or wife. Who am I talking about? It's a great question. I'm talking about the man who doesn't go to the bathroom. The man who's showing you every freaking touchdown all day long. I'm talking about a guy who's become a legend over the last decade. Scott Hansen of NFL Red Zone. Scott, did you get your rest, buddy?
Evan, Sean, great to be with you guys. My body is ready.
I love it. I love
like,
it.
Like the meme of the with the Hogwarts, wasn't it Snape or somebody like that had the meme that's all over the internet? My body is ready.
Nice.
My bladder is ready, gentlemen. I'm tanned, rested, ready for a journey to 1,000 touchdowns.
Have you tried? Now, I know you did the Olympic stuff, which was great. Have you tried sleep as much as possible? Do you game plan the way NFL players do for a long season to prepare yourself for the 18 weeks that you're about to embark on?
Yeah, this will sound like I'm doing this just for effect, but I'm not. I actually, when I do cardio at the gym, I'll be in like literally middle of June or something like this, and I'll be tired. I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop this workout. And I'm like, no. This is for the witching hour right now. I need to tap into something where, you know, I get a little fatigued, but I need to serve the audience the best and the most enthusiastic broadcast I can. So let's get the heart rate up a little bit more. I do. I gear my whole week for Sunday, just like an NFL player, without obviously all the risks inherent in playing football. But you got to peak when it's game time.
Do you still get nervous on a Sunday when you get ready to do Red Zone?
Not really nervous. It all depends on my preparation, and I try and over prepare everything. The average NFL Red Zone Sunday, I'll have 12, 13 games, somewhere in there, 11, 12, 13 games. I do deep dives on every game, every storyline, the injuries, quotes from the locker room that might, you know, be a storyline that we would tell. And I show up to the studio on Sunday morning, and I'm prepared to tell, I try to be prepared to tell every single story, and I might be able to share 10% of those stories. So I over-prepare for everything, and then hopefully I speak with confidence and broadcast with confidence and authority as we do tell the stories that actually unfold, because I'm ready for hopefully anything that comes our way.
If one made a Mount Rushmore of inventions, it is very possible that NFL Red Zone would be on said Mount Rushmore, and it is available for anyone, and I'm sure most people have subscribed and have had it. I've had it for a long time. It's available on NFL Plus premium subscribers, in addition to cable and TV providers. You could check out NFL Plus or go to NFL.com/plus for more information. It obviously all starts in 2 weeks. I'm very curious, and you talked about the prep work that you do, and it's incredible. I try to figure out, are people mostly about their fantasy team? Are they mostly about gambling? Or are they mostly about, I'm a football fan, and I just want to see everything that's going on? When you're doing this, do you try to mix in everybody, or do you think one of those groups is maybe bigger than the other groups in terms of their interest on a football Sunday?
It's a great question. I think there are three main buckets, maybe, or silos of audience members for NFL Red Zone. And they might bleed into each other, because if you're a big fantasy player, you might also be a gambler. If you're a big gambler, you probably play fantasy. If you're, and then the third silo outside of gaming or fantasy is, I call it the PTI-ification of the American sports fan. Everybody thinks they're a know-it-all, right? They know more. I mean, we make our living basically on people thinking, I know more about sports than you do. I know more about football than you do. Well, If you want to be a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Know-it-all with your friends, colleagues, neighbors, family, whoever. You had better consider all of it, right? You want to have a who's the greatest quarterback in the NFL conversation or who's the best running back, whatever. You better watch all of it if you want to consider all of it. And NFL Red Zone is your one-stop shop. It gives you everything. So I try and serve all masters, so to speak, while I'm broadcasting. The one thing that might get away from us a little bit is in the gaming side of things, if the number is 9.5 and the game is a 10-point game and the trailing team kicks a field goal and loses by 7 instead of by 10 and that flips the number or flips the outcome, I'm probably not going to show you that.
Right.
And the reason I'm not going to show you that is not because, shying away from gambling. It's I've got a one-score game somewhere in the fourth quarter that actually could make an NFL win a loss or a loss a win. So I'm not going to show you the meaningless field goal or quote-unquote meaningless field goal in terms of the NFL outcome that might make your bet flip one way or another. And so I hear from people every once in a while. Thankfully, the complaint line of NFL Red Zone is rather small. People do seem to think like it's the greatest invention and it changes the way they watch football. But occasionally I do hear from people that will say, why didn't you show that field goal? It made it a 7-point loss instead of a 10-point loss. And then the only other negative I hear about Red Zone is this. I think we have spawned, because we've been so successful, we have spawned a generation of wannabe television producers. Everyone thinks they know what game we should be on at any given moment, right? And then they'll let me hear it in social media. And I'm like, gang, if you're watching our channel, you have invited us into your home and handed us your remote control. You've got to trust us that there's no one on earth who wants to show you more football and more great football than I do, than our team does on NFL Red Zone.
Do you ever, I'm sorry to cut off, that was fascinating you just said. Do you ever disagree with your producers? Do you ever say, hey, hold on a second, can we get back to that Ravens game? Like, do you ever kind of say, let's do this?
Yes, very much so. And we try and be respectful and stuff, but we consider ourselves like kind of a mini NFL team ourselves. The offensive coordinator might call a play that the quarterback doesn't like. The head coach might think, what are you doing, offensive coordinator? Why are you doing this? We should be doing this. The running back might say, hey, why not do this, right? And you can respectfully disagree with a number of choices before you. We are making thousands of value-based decisions minute by minute where the values change minute by minute. There's nothing like it on sports TV in terms of a difficult production to do. So reasonable minds can differ as to, I think we should be here. You chose to go to this game. Okay, well, we'll rock and roll with this. Sometimes you will hear me, though. I'm sure you guys have. I'll say it when my microphone is open. Guys, we got to get back to Lambeau Field. Packers are out of the 2-minute warning timeout. They're first and goal from the 5. A touchdown takes the lead here. And I literally call it out for the control room, for the audience, for the studio. I'm saying we're going to Lambeau Field. But if I do that, I just better dang well sure be I am correct. That's the best place to be.
Scott, you already sound like you're in midseason form. One big debate I know me and my buddies always have is, man, this 1 o'clock slate is completely loaded and there's only 2 or 3 games at 4 o'clock. I'm curious from your chair, how do you prefer? Do you prefer an overloaded early slate, or do you think the NFL should kind of give us more taste in the late window and balance it out a little more?
Well, look, you guys are both in broadcasting and your audience is savvy enough to know that the NFL does stagger the early window, late window with more games early, fewer games late, because they want a pseudo national game.
Right.
They want the Cowboys Chiefs game to be the Jim Nantz, Tony Romo game on CBS in the late window, or the Fox A team, like that type of thing. They want a big number there. So they put fewer games in the late window. I like a good, if we have 12 games, a good 8-4 split, 8 early, full octo box, 4 games late, quad box, I think that's pretty fun and gives you pretty good action throughout the day. I think you'll be the first audience I'm telling this to. We had a Zoom with all the NFL executives in the off season, kind of getting us ready for the regular season. And I was told that the schedule makers particularly brought up NFL Red Zone this year and said, we cannot have any two-game late windows. Mm. So if you look through the schedule, which I've got it not memorized, but I've got it right in front of me, the lowest number we'll have in the late window is three. Mm. And there are many games or many weeks that have four games or five games in the late window.
That's great.
So they did us a solid there. Yeah. The two-game late window for Red Zone purposes is death.
Yeah, that's I'm glad they did that. That's awesome. Yeah. I was looking at the early part of the season. I did notice it was mostly four games, sometimes five. Because you watch everything, I'm very curious your opinion on this. It's a prediction question. I have a prediction question. I am a Jet fan. I'm very giddy about this season, but I'm also very nervous. The giddy part uses my brain and says, my God, they don't have a weakness. This offensive line is going to be good. Breece Hall's a monster. The receiver room, the pass rush, who cares about Hassan Reddick, the secondary. Obviously, the injuries are a concern. As a guy who's seen it all, you've watched everything, do you think the New York Jets will live up to the hype that we have for them here in New York?
I'll tell you this. You tell me how many games Aaron Rodgers plays, and I'll tell you where I think they end up on at the end of the NFL season. I think they could win the division if he plays every game this season. I think Buffalo has had the weapons are outgoing in Buffalo. Patriots are clearly in rebuilding mode. Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins feed to burn on offense, but they still have to prove that they can win on the road in the playoffs. Let's say you get the Dolphins in a cold weather matchup. Actually, I don't know the schedule right offhand if the Jets get them up at MetLife late in the season, but I could see the Jets winning the division. You get a home playoff game, and then it's game on. Look, the Chiefs are still the Chiefs. I think the Texans could take a big step forward, which is not a shock to many people. I think the Chargers are going to take a step forward with Harbaugh there. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if Aaron Rodgers turns in assuming he's available to play, he turns in a season with Breece Hall giving him amazing, amazing, run support in terms of diversification of the offense. And that defense is salty, and you guys have been talking about this all off season. That defense is going to be salty. The Jets could make big noise in the AFC playoffs if Rodgers is there.
That's the key from your lips to God ears. Well, very excited. Less than 2 weeks, NFL season starts. We'll be all locked in on the NFL Red Zone. It's available on NFL Plus Premium, also your cable or TV provider. Scott will be watching. Thank you very much for coming on.
Great to be with you, Evan, Sean. Enjoy the season. See you on Sunday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.